Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite grace and mercy send Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us as an embodiment, as a personification of love, kindness, compassion and mercy. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we did not send you. We have not sent you except as an embodiment of compassion and mercy for all of the worlds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statements, his actions were filled with love, kindness and compassion for his ummah. Extreme love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his entire ummah, for the sahaba radiallahu anhu who were present, and for his ummah, for his nation to come, for us. In another place in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, to the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. A messenger from amongst you has come to you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the qualities, attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ. If something is to put you into difficulty, then it's very difficult for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are to go through some pain or difficulty, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feels for your pain and your difficulty. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Always desirous and anxious that you come onto the straight path. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with two such qualities which Allah himself is described with. Of course, the reference of these qualities in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be different to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same word, رَؤُوف. Rahim is very compassionate, very merciful, very loving, very kind to the believers. We say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the same quality, Ra'uf, Rahim. Very kind, very compassionate, very merciful. It was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us, for his ummah, that made him go through so much difficulty and pain, so that we be saved from the fire of Jahannam and we gain entry into Jannah. It was his love for us that made him walk in the streets of Taif, and he was physically injured to such an extent that his blessed blood filled his shoes. It was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for us, for his ummah, that made him go and invite the disbelievers so that the message of Islam can spread from generation to generation, so that it may reach me and you and continue. It was love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses him and says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps you will destroy yourself out of extreme desire that people must come onto Iman. This message of Iman must spread. People must understand that it is only through believing in Iman, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they will gain entry into Jannah and salvation from the fire of Jahannam. Love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum saw the love which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for us, for his ummah, and they showed back that love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us also, love does not work one way. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much love for us, then it is only right that we also have love for him. If he did so much for me, then why? How can I not have love for him? How can I not sacrifice for him? He sacrificed so much for us. And having love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a small thing. It is a cornerstone and integral part of our Iman, without which our Iman will be incomplete. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لا يؤمن أحدكم. Your Iman is incomplete لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Until I, until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not become more beloved to you than your parents, than your children and offspring, and all of people. In other words, from the entire creation, your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam must be the greatest. It is only then that your iman will be complete. Otherwise your iman is not complete. If you look in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They saw the love which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had for them, had for us, for his ummah. And they showed back love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu an, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's captured by the disbelievers. They are about to execute him, they are about to kill him. And they ask him a question. They ask him, would you be happier if you were comfortable at home? Comfortable, at ease at home. And instead of killing you, we kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-iyadu billah. Look at the response of the Sahabi. He does not say, no, I prefer to give my life instead of you killing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't say this. He says, I cannot bear a thorn pricking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while I'm comfortable at home. I prefer to give my life than a thorn pricks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Rasulullah sallallahu. That was the love with Sahaba radiallahu anhu made for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was on that occasion that Abu Sufyan, who was not yet a Muslim, said, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا مِنَ النَّاسِ يُحِبُّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did not see any human love another human like how the Sahaba loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, first Muaddin of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard his footsteps in Jannah. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he's on his deathbed, about to pass away. His wife is grieving. You're going to leave us. Wa huzna. What a sad occasion. You're going to pass away, you're going to leave us. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu says, wa farha, wa farha. What a happy and joyous occasion this is. Ghadan nalqa al-ahibba Muhammadan wa hisba. It is tomorrow when I pass away that I will be reunited with my beloved, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were prepared to sacrifice anything or anyone for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They understood the love which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for us, for his ummah. They showed back that love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the occasion of hijrah, migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. After many years of persecution in Makkah Mukarramah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to migrate and move to Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, first Khalifa of Islam, father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was blessed with the great fortune of accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the journey of hijrah, migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Just a few incidents regarding this journey which shows the love which Sahaba radiallahu anhu made for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As they are traveling, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu notices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is thirsty. So he goes and he arranges for some milk. He presents the milk before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is thirsty, he drinks from the milk. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is also thirsty. Remember, they were traveling in the scorching heat of Arabia, on camel back, he's also thirsty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a sip of the milk. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recalls this incident. He says, فَشَرِبَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَتَّى رَضِيتُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank the milk. I became happy. His thirst was quenched. My thirst was quenched. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As they are traveling, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam notices that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is restless. He's not at ease. For a few moments he comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he comes behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he comes to the right, then he goes to the left. He's restless, he's moving around. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, oh Abu Bakr, what is the matter? What's happening? Why are you so restless? He says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a few moments a thought overcomes me that perhaps the enemy will be waiting in ambush in front. And they might attack. So I come to the front. And then I think, no, maybe they'll pursue from the back. So I come to you, behind you. And then, no, I think maybe they'll attack from the sides. So I come to the sides. So that if they attack, let them attack me. Let them not touch you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, they are traveling. They decide to take rest in a certain cave. So they reach the entrance of the cave. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wait outside the cave so that he may go in the cave and clean the cave. So he has a piece of material. He takes it, he sweeps the cave. Whatever dust, whatever dirt is in the cave, he sweeps it out. And then he sees that there are some holes in the cave, from which some harmful creatures, some snakes, some scorpion could come out, and it could harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he takes this piece of material and he tears it into small pieces. And he fills all of those holes. He uses up that entire piece of material which he had. There were two holes left. So he calls Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in, and he places his feet over those two holes. And then he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to rest on his lap. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls asleep. And as he had feared that some harmful creature should not come out, a snake tries to come out from that hole. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's foot is over that hole. The snake bites him. He doesn't move an inch. He doesn't want to cause any inconvenience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The snake bites him for the second time, for the third time. The snake continues biting him, but he does not move at all. Until he could not bear the pain, excruciating pain. Tears began flowing from his eyes. It falls on the blessed cheek of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets up and he asks him, O Abu Bakr, what has happened? He explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what had happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied his blessed saliva and he was cured. Look at the love which Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in all these three incidents, he was prepared to go through pain. He was prepared to sacrifice. He was prepared to give his life out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the occasion of Uhud. Second year after Hijrah, after migration to Medina Munawwara, the battle of Uhud takes place on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. In the initial stages of the battle, the Muslims face a setback. The blessed cheek of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is injured. Two links of his helmet goes into his blessed cheek. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, he rushes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being on battlefield, no medical instruments. He fears that if he uses his fingers to remove the link, it might cause more pain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he catches it with his tooth, he bites the link and he pulls it out. And in that he loses his tooth. He's not scared. He removes one link. He's not worried he lost his tooth. He goes for the second time. He removes the second link from the blessed cheek of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he loses his second tooth. Sayyidina Malik bin Sinan radiallahu anhu. He rushes. He sees there's some blood coming out from the blessed cheek of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sucks the blood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Mujjahu, spit it out. Remember that blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not like our blood. 100% pure and pure. In fact, it's very blessed, Mubarak. The blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, spit it out. He says, La amuchu abada. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your blessed blood, I can never spit it out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, in that case, if that is the situation, then the fire of Jahannam will come nowhere close to you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu, one of the Ashara Mubashara, amongst those 10 companions who were given the great tidings of Jannah at once, Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu, the brother-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from four of his wives were sisters of the Azwaj Mutahharat, the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see him, he would say, Silfi fi dunya wal akhirah, you my brother-in-law in the dunya, in the akhirah you'll also be my brother-in-law. In this battle of Uhud, wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, He went in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made his body a human shield for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nahri duna nahrika ya Rasulullah. Let my neck be in front of your neck, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the enemy attacks, let them attack me. Let them not touch you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of this day, of the day of Uhud, he had over 70 wounds on his body. His arm was paralyzed. All in defending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yutarrisu bi nafsihi. He made his body into a human shield for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were prepared to sacrifice anything or anyone for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw the love which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for us. They saw the difficulty which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through for us, for his ummah. And they reciprocated and showed back love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The woman of the Madina Munawwara, the battle of Uhud is taking place on the outskirts of Madina Munawwara. The woman get together in one place in Madina Munawwara to discuss who had been martyred. One woman from the Ansar, she is told that your husband has been martyred. She says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." But tell me, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She is then told that not only your husband, your brother as well, your father and your son. Can you imagine the calamity, the tragedy? One is for any for a male to lose a close relative is very difficult. For a female, for a woman to lose a close relative is even more difficult. And then to lose four of her closest male mahram relatives at once. What a great tragedy, what a great calamity. When she's told about this, she says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." But how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When she is told that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is okay, he has not been martyred, she says, "Kullu musibatin ba'daka jalalu." If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is okay, then any other calamity, any other musibat, any other trial is trivial. It's a small calamity. The only great calamity would be if something happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the love which Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my beloved brothers, there are three categories of love. There are three levels of love. The first love is love in words. Express our love in words for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Extremely important that we express our love in words. The second is that we have feeling and emotion of love, which is also extremely important. And the third, which is the most important, is we have love in action. Where our actions show that we have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine if a person tells his wife, "I love you." He sings all songs of love, tells her how much he loves her. "I have feelings of love for you." But she tells him, "Please do this." He doesn't listen. "Don't do this." He does that. What she'll say? False claims, empty words. Where's the true love? Show the love in action. Bring the love. Show the love. It should not be that our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such. We claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are prepared to give our life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we prepared to love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We prepared to die for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we prepared to love how he taught us to live? Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were prepared to sacrifice anything or anyone for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had love in action. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And in an ambiguous manner, he says, "I'm not happy with something. Dubab, I'm not happy with something." He doesn't specify what he's not happy with. There was one Sahabi who had long hair. Long hair. From Yemen, Sayyidina Wa'il bin Hujar radiallahu anhu. He thought that maybe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to my long hair. So he went, he had a haircut. Later on he meets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "What happened to your long hair?" He says, "O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you said something is not right, I assume that perhaps you're referring to my long hair, so I went and cut my hair." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "I was not referring to your long hair, but it's good that you cut your hair." Look at the action of the Sahabi. On the mere assumption and thought that perhaps this is causing the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was prepared to bring a change in his life out of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This might be causing the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I cannot tolerate it. I cannot bear it. I need to bring a change so that I do not cause, I do not earn the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have the clear-cut commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Are we prepared to bring a change in our life? For that Nabi who sacrificed so much for us. Remember, our actions are presented before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a weekly basis. Fulan bin Fulan, so and so, the son of so and so, has committed certain actions, good or bad. Are we causing happiness or pain to the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking in the streets of Madinah Munawwara. He notices a big building coming up. He expresses his displeasure. Not happy with this. When the Sahabi who was building that building, he learned of this, when he came to know of this, what does he do? This is causing the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No questions asked. No, but why, if, when, some explanation, no. If this is causing the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I cannot take it. He immediately goes and destroys the entire building, raises it to ground. We should look into our lives. Are we fulfilling the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We all have sins. We all have wrongs. There has to be some point where we now reflect on our own lives. What am I doing wrong? Let me start to bring a change in my life. I'm doing so many wrong actions. Let me bring a change into my life. I'm listening to music which the Quran Al-Kareem describes as the voice of shaitan. Let me bring a change into my life. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to come to our homes, would we be happy to receive him in our homes when the TV is on? Would we be happy to receive him in our homes when our women folk are not dressed well? Would we be happy to receive him in our businesses when it is running on interest, which the Quran Al-Kareem refers to as a war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. We ask Him to bless us with true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we express our love in words. Our hearts are filled with love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our actions, our inner appearance, our outer self, all show that we are true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.